Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. I'm not sure if an opening light cue needs a spoiler alert, but just in case, spoiler alert. Lighting designer James McConnell's first cue in the production of Crap's Last Tape at the Kirk Douglas Theater is absolutely magnificent. As the curtain opens, we're plunged into darkness. It's the kind of dark where you notice the glow of the green exit lights behind you. Then, subtly, slowly, the light creeps up. You barely make out John Hurt sitting motionless at a large table. At first, the light is so dim you wonder if your eyes are going. Then, ever so gently, you make out a single light fixture casting a circular shadow on the floor. Then that circle becomes the rectangle of the table and just as mysteriously morphs into a square defining the edges of a room. In a single cue, you discover the man, his desk, and his world. The cue takes about 2 minutes, and it's all white light and a study of shadows. It's really more like experiencing a James Turrell installation. More than simply illuminating the stage, it's a light cue whose ephemerality wakes up your senses. You become aware of time, and maybe it's just me, but time's effect on your eyesight. All the while, John Hurt, who plays our protagonist, Crap, sits there stoically unmoved. Now, if you know this Samuel Beckett masterpiece, you'll get the brilliance of making the audience aware of time from the very beginning. The conceit of Crap's Last Tape is that every year he records an audio tape cataloging his life. For this, the ultimate session, Crap first plays a tape from 30 years earlier. Listening, rewinding, replaying, we watch him encounter his past. It's a duet between a man and his youth. We watch as he grimaces at the folly. We ache as he longingly remembers placing his head on the breast of a long-lost love. We smile at his discovery of the absurdity of the word spool. Spool. It's hard to imagine a finer performance than Mr. Hurt's. He walks Beckett's tightrope from the physical vaudeville complete with banana to the Lear-like pathos of old age. Mr. Hurt avoids the easy reading of Mr. Crap, that of cantankerous curmudgeon. Too often, Beckett's solitary shut-in is portrayed as a crazy grump in the attic who we have little sympathy for. This is a far more nuanced man, who we not only care about, but identify with. Like all truly great performances, what it reveals is the genius of the script. If you've never seen Crap's Last Tape, don't miss this one. If, like me, you've seen the play, go again. This is a play to grow old with. It will remind you of the bittersweet joys of memory. Crap's Last Tape plays at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City through November 4th. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.